Hello and welcome to the USGS Corecast. I'm Jessica Robertson. Most glaciers in Washington and Alaska are dramatically shrinking in response to a warming climate. Over the past 50 years, USGS scientists have measured changes in mass of three glaciers, Alaska's Golconda and Wolverine glaciers, and Washington's South Cascade Glacier. These are the longest such records in North America and among the longest in the world. Today, I'd like to welcome and introduce you to our guest, USGS scientist Edward Josberger, who will discuss USGS research on glacier behavior. Thank you for joining us today, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, Jessica. It's my pleasure.
First, can you provide us an overview of your research on glacier shrinkage in Alaska and Washington?
Well, Jessica, this fact sheet summarizes a 50-year-long program by the USGS to measure changes in glaciers in Washington State and Alaska. These are very detailed measurements, and it's only through a very long-term record that we can determine the impacts of climate change on glaciers, the continuing impacts. And this is one of the longest records that clearly shows the glaciers in the Northeast Pacific Quadrant are shrinking, and this shrinkage is accelerating as a result of climate change.
You mentioned that you studied three glaciers, but why did you focus on these, and what do they represent?
These three glaciers represent different climate regimes, and they also represent hundreds of glaciers in the area that they exist in. They are known as the USGS benchmark glaciers, and we are using the information from these glaciers to understand the behavior of all the rest of the glaciers that surround them.
What impacts could result from shrinking glaciers?
Well, Jessica, the impacts of shrinking glaciers are many. Some of the most important include their contribution to sea level rise and the resulting impact on coastal communities. And glaciers, when they're sort of in equilibrium with the climate, produce a certain amount of water, and their glaciers are at a certain size. In the mountains, these glaciers, as they melt and shrink, will be able to produce less water in the late summer. Hence, this will impact the mountain ecosystems that depend on it and reduce summer runoff for water supply issues, which is important for hydropower generation in Washington and the domestic water supply. And finally, for Alaska, glacier melt plays a big role in the circulation or the oceanography of the Gulf of Alaska, and it's important in maintaining the very, very valuable fisheries, halibut and salmon, that reside in this body of water.
Many people are surprised to learn that unlike most of America's glaciers, a few glaciers are actually advancing. So can you explain why that is happening in those few instances?
Well, these glaciers are responding to unusual and unique local conditions. They probably have a large accumulation area where they're accumulating a large amount of snow throughout the winter. But in summary, most of America's glaciers are shrinking.
Can you tell us how you studied glacier behavior and drew these conclusions?
Well, we measure glaciers by sending field teams out to each glacier where they measure the amount of snow that has fallen on the glacier during the winter. And then they measure how much snow and ice has melted off the glacier in the summer. And, of course, the difference gives us the sort of health of the glacier. Is it gaining or losing mass? We use this data to determine the response of the glaciers to weather and climate change over the past 50 years, which gives us an understanding of how the glaciers respond to future climate changes.
From your perspective, can you share with us the most interesting part of this research?
Well, first, it's just incredibly interesting and a privilege to be able to do this type of work. And I find it very gratifying that I'm carrying on a 50-year record that began with a bunch of scientists saying, we need to measure glaciers because they will give us an indication of climate change and climate change patterns. And I hope that in the next 50 years, the USGS maintains this program because it is providing incredibly valuable information.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Ed. And thank you to all of our listeners who joined us for this episode of Corecast. For more information on the study of glacier change in Washington and Alaska, visit pubs.usgs.gov/fs/2009/3046. More information about the USGS Benchmark Glacier Program can be found at ak.water.usgs.gov/glaciology. As always, Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.